Lights of Central Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Pittsburgh Power, the city's professional arena football team, are having their best season ever. They're undefeated at home and just clinched their first ever playoff berth. While they don't get as much recognition as the Steelers, we were wondering what life is like for the men who play in the Arena League. And we're going to pose that question to Tommy Grady. He's the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Power and joins us now in Studio A. Tommy Grady, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
What is the biggest difference between arena football and professional outdoor football?
The biggest thing for me to learn the game of arena football is a lot quicker. Field's about half the size. So we play on that hard turf, which is pretty hard on our bodies. Biggest thing is just speed and quickness of the game. You know, the guys are obviously a lot of guys that have played in the NFL before. And, it's hard to adjust to the game. Usually it takes a year or two for a guy to adjust to the indoor game. But speed and quickness of the game changes big time.
And you're playing at Consol Energy Center. That's where the Power plays their home games. That's the hockey arena. That's where the Penguins play. So you have boards.
Yep.
So do you go out of bounds or do you just stay and play and get clobbered?
Usually get clobbered. You can give yourself up. The receiver catches the ball and puts it over the board. He kind of gives himself up and it's an out of bounds. But receivers are diving over the walls. They're diving into the stands for the balls. And as long as you touch the board inside of play, you're in. So it's a dangerous sport, but guys love it.
So is it more dangerous than regular outdoor football?
Possibly. Those boards, they don't really move. So, guys are running full speed into hard walls, and it doesn't really have much give, and usually the wall doesn't lose. So it's a dangerous sport, but at the same time, they're doing a good job of keeping us healthy and making rules to help us out.
As you sit across from me in the studio, you are a taller guy. Usually a quarterback needs to be taller, but you look like your basketball height. How tall are you?
I'm just over 6'7".
6'7", and kind of a lanky fellow.
Yeah.
Where did you begin playing football? What's your background in football?
I'm from Huntington Beach, California, and I started playing flag football when I was younger. My dad played football, and so he didn't really want us to do much tackle until we got to high school. So I started playing tackle football when I was a freshman in high school, and I loved it. I played basketball and baseball as well, but I think it was the contact of football and the pressure of the quarterback position, kind of led me towards that way. And I like the speed of the game, the intensity of the game. It's to me, it was the funnest sport I could play.
And you ended up playing college football in Utah?
Yeah. Out of high school, I went to the University of Oklahoma. I went there for 2 years, and I transferred to University of Utah and finished my career there.
Now, why would you transfer from a big, big – not that Utah is a low profile, but the Oklahoma Sooners, I mean, they're a big-time program. Why would you transfer from there?
Just a few things happened when I was there, and I was young and immature and made some mistakes and not forced, but at the same time, I had a decision to make, and I chose to leave. So hopefully, get some more playing time at University of Utah, and so things always work out for the best, and I feel like there's a reason things happen.
And some big time NFL players have come out of Utah.
Yeah.
The guy plays for the Chiefs. I'm blanking out on his name right now. The quarterback.
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith. Yeah. He came from Utah, right? So you would think that someone like yourself would follow in those footsteps. So how did you end up not going to the NFL and being in the Arena League?
Well, I've been in camps with NFL teams. I was in camp with the Cleveland Browns and the Miami Dolphins. And so I spent some time there, but it's a hard business. You got younger guys coming out every year. And so I feel like I've proven myself in this league and I've gotten workouts with NFL teams and stuff. It's just, it's a business. And, the younger you are usually, the more NFL teams like you. And, every year there's, 50 new quarterbacks coming out. So it is definitely a tough business. But I honestly enjoy my time in the Arena League. I'm having a lot of fun. I get to throw the ball every play, so can't complain there.
Is that one of the big differences between arena football and outdoor tackle football, is that you are throwing almost on every play?
Yeah, definitely. I think we might average 5 run plays a game. So we're throwing the ball about 90 to 95% of the time. And
good thing for a quarterback.
It's definitely good for the quarterback. I enjoy it. And it gets a lot of, you get your accuracy up. You learn a lot of things from arena football. And I think, Kurt Warner played arena football, and, he kind of paved the way for a lot of quarterbacks. There's been some quarterbacks in our league that have made the jump from here to Canada or from here to the NFL. So there's definitely room for improvement.
Right. You mentioned Kurt Warner. He went from playing for the Iowa Barnstormers, and I think he, to help support himself, he was bagging groceries.
Yep.
And then he gets a chance to go to the St. Louis Rams and becomes a Super Bowl MVP. So do you and other players entertain that notion of following in his footsteps? And realistically, what is the chance that you could go to the NFL?
Well, I'm a realistic guy. I'm 29 years old, and it's going to be tough for me to go to the NFL, but I'm happy being here in the Arena Football League. I love it. I'm having a lot of fun. We're winning. I can take care of my family and have a good time at the same time. And so I'm enjoying playing the Arena Football League. If I get a chance to go to the NFL, obviously I'd entertain that. But, I'm enjoying the Arena Football League, and it's a lot of fun to me.
What is it like to play arena football in a city like Pittsburgh, which is sports crazy, but especially when it comes to football?
It's been awesome so far. We got here in January, so it was cold. But we've enjoyed our time in Pittsburgh, and we've gone to some Pirates games. Haven't gone to a Steelers game yet, but I've been around town. Everyone's wearing Steelers gear or Pirates gear or Penguins gear. So it's been awesome to be in a sports town like this, and we're enjoying all of it.
Do people recognize you? I mean, if Ben Roethlisberger comes walking down the street, people are going to know that it's him, and they're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
So what happens when Tommy Grady walks down Smithfield Street
in downtown? It's definitely not as crazy as Ben Roethlisberger. I get people every other day recognizing me, asking for autographs, but I'm definitely not as recognized as Ben Roethlisberger or the Steeler players. But I feel like the Power had a couple of down seasons this year or the last couple of years, and I feel like we started winning and people start to recognize us a little more. And I think that's a city likes winners, and I feel like we're starting to win, and I feel like fans are starting to come out to our games.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Tommy Grady. He's the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Power of the Arena Football League, which has already clinched a playoff spot. The Power has struggled in the recent past. Mm-hmm. This year, the team, as we've talked, has been successful. What has made the difference? I know you haven't been here until this year, but what do you suppose has made the difference, why this team is suddenly putting it all together?
Well, this is pretty much a quarterback-driven league, and there's five or six elite quarterbacks in this league that really give your team a good chance to win. It's a tough sport to learn for a quarterback, and so it takes a few years for them to do that. And so I feel like bringing me and a couple other receivers in here, and the owner and the head coach really made a good squad this year and brought in veteran players that know how to win. And I feel like we have a winning attitude. I feel like guys come to work hard every day, and we have a lot of veteran guys with good leadership, and I don't think they had that in the past.
And are the fans starting to respond? I mean, this has not always been a very well-attended sport, and it doesn't seem to capture the front page of the sports section. Yeah. So are people starting to get excited? Are they getting the message and realizing, hey, there's an interesting team that's doing good things on the field at Consol Energy Center?
I feel like it is. I think obviously we need to do a little better job, marketing and stuff. But I feel like
how do you do that?
I'm not sure. That's the business side of for the front office and stuff. I feel like they're doing a lot better job this year. I feel like I'm seeing more commercials and advertisements for the team and stuff. And I feel like they're doing a good job of getting fans to the games. And I feel like when a fan goes to a game and sees it in person, they'll really get addicted to it. It's a fun game. It's kind of like a mixture between hockey and football. We got walls and stuff. There's a lot of hitting. It's fun. It's good entertainment for the fans, and I feel like people enjoy it when they're there.
Yeah, people in Pittsburgh definitely like contact, and football and hockey seem to be the two big sports. So if you can combine the two, you're onto something there. But the Arena Football League, because it's not a high-profile professional league, it sounds like other players are juggling jobs while they play. Are you also having to do other things to support yourself?
Or no. Does your wife work? I've been in this league for a while, so I can make a pretty good living. But there are players that have jobs in the off-season to support their families, and I have a lot of respect for those guys, but luckily I don't have to do that. I feel like the Arena League, in a lot of cities, it's getting really big. If you go to any of the Florida teams, or Arizona, San Jose, Spokane, they're all sold out every game, and it's wild and crazy in there. And that's what I think we want to get this city to be like, where we have a consistent winning team that people want to come out and watch.
A lot of the players who play for the Power live here during the season but don't stay in Pittsburgh year-round. You made the decision to live in Pittsburgh year-round. Why did you decide to do that?
Mostly just to help the team in the off-season, go to a lot of events and stuff and be in the community and sports team. And we like it here. We really enjoy it. We have a two-year-old daughter, so we don't want to be moving her too much. And, it's a good city, and, we plan on being here for a few years.
You're a California kid, so living year-round in Pittsburgh, I mean, this past January, it got to 10 below.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that like for you?
It's real different. I've lived in Utah and Oklahoma, so the weather's there isn't too much better. So I've gotten used to it over the years, but you know, it's hard to beat, you know, California weather. But people here in Pittsburgh have been awesome, and you know, we've really enjoyed our time so far.
What's been the highlight of the season for you so far?
We're on an 11-game winning streak right now, and so you know, I think you know, just keeping the momentum going into the playoffs, and you know, hopefully we can make a run of the Arena Bowl this year.
We talked about how people in Pittsburgh love winners. Every franchise, professional franchise in this city has been successful at one time or another. And the Steelers, of course, are, you know, even President Obama calls us Sixburgh because of the six Super Bowl championships. So people are wondering, when will the power finally win that championship? Is this the year, do you think?
Hopefully, you know, this is the best team they've ever had here in Pittsburgh for the power, and you know, we feel like we have a chance at winning the Arena Bowl. You know, obviously we got to go out there and put in the work and have things go our way to win a championship this year, but you know, we feel like we got a good team, we have a chance to.
Is there a chance that we could lose you after this year? I mean, the fact that you're, you know, putting up all these great numbers, and you know, people are taking notice of it, I'm sure, within the professional ranks. And you mentioned not just the NFL, but the CFL, which is a passing league. Yeah. They might be interested in a guy like you. So what are the chances that a year from now we could be sitting here and having another conversation, only you're in Montreal and we're doing it by phone?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'll be here for a while. I have another year left on my contract, and then you know, after that, I plan on signing again here. And so, you know, this is a great organization. We have a great owner, we have great coaching staff, and you know, the front office is awesome. So, you know, I plan on being here for a while, and I've enjoyed my time here so far, and hopefully, we can keep this thing going.
You mentioned earlier, Tommy, that you can't play forever in professional football, even in the Arena League. And so when it's all over, what will you do next? What will your life be like after football?
I really like, you know, some kind of business. I got a family that's in business. And so, you know, something like that would be, you know, great for me. I also like coaching. And so, you know, those two professions really appeal to me. And, you know, hopefully one day I can, you know, hang up the cleats and go into one of those professions.
Will you stay in Pittsburgh, do you think?
There's a good chance. You know, I know our owner has a lot of contacts here, and I've met a lot of people since I've been here. And you know, Lynn Swan's one of our owners, so I know he has a lot of contacts. And you know, so it's you know, it's a good opportunity for me to meet people and kind of show myself off, and you know, hopefully get a good job.
Do you see yourself moving from the playing side of arena football to the business side?
Definitely. I mean, there's, you know, I love arena football. It's for me, it's really exciting, and you know, there's a good chance that, you know, when I'm done playing, I can, you know, either be coaching a team or you know, in the front office somewhere. But you know, to be in the Arena Football League would be, you know, an honor for me.
Do you get to talk to Swanee much? Does he regale you with stories of the Steelers' heyday?
Yes, Lynn Swan's got, you know, a lot of stories. He's a well-respected guy around here. I feel like, you know, everyone knows him, and you know, he's a great guy to learn from. And you know, I kind of sponge up all the stuff he has to say to me.
And do you ever get to throw the ball to him? Does he ever get out there and say, okay, I'm gonna do a skinny post, and I want you to hit me on the fly?
No, he's you know, he's mostly on the business side of things, but you know, I talk to him, and you know, we you know, laugh and joke. We've played golf a couple times, so you know, he's a great guy to be around, and you know, the more people you surround yourself like him, is, you know, is better for you.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Just have fun, enjoy it.
And are you doing that right now?
I feel like I'm enjoying my you know, football career right now. You know, it doesn't really last that long, so I feel like I got a couple more good years in me, and then, you know, I'll hang them up. But as long as I can play, I'm going to enjoy it.
Tommy Grady is the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Power, joining us in Studio A. Tommy, it was great having you here, great having you in Pittsburgh, and thank you so much for stopping by and talking.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime. I appreciate you guys having me in.
Our pleasure. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any part of the program or want to visit segments from past shows, you can go to our website, wesa.fm. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.